Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Jim Teal, a financial planner living in Anchorage. When he first moved to Alaska, he got a job doing fishery surveys along the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. His story is part of Midnight Oil, a new podcast from Alaska's Energy Desk.
Our goal in traveling the entire pipeline corridor was to survey all of these small streams and find out there were fish in them. And if there were fish in them, and if there was a problem with the pet passage, we could alert the company and say, okay, you guys need to replace this culvert. And they were in a hurry to get the pipeline done. One of the issues was we were these wet behind the ear Chichaco college kids, and we were rubbing elbows with a bunch of grizzled old construction guys, you know, these guys that would lay under the pipe all day and weld. I had a lot of respect for those guys. I mean, they were doing an amazing job at an amazing pace. You know, they looked at us and said, oh, these guys are just trying to cause us trouble. And every time they find fish in this stupid little creek that's 2 feet wide, you know, we got to go dig up the road and put a new culvert in. And so they were not happy about that. They liked to prank us. We had a truck that was assigned to us. Sometimes you come out in the morning, and one of the favorite things they'd do is they'd let the air out of one of the tires in the front. Another favorite was they'd smear honey or mustard or something on the door handles. You know, so you go out and grab the door handle first thing in the morning and you stick to it. It's all covered with flies and mosquitoes. My partner and I came out one morning and said, man, I know we rolled the windows up in that truck. I know we didn't leave the windows open because it was supposed to rain, and I know we shut them. So I walked over to the truck, and I don't know who jumped further, me or the little black bear that was sitting in the front seat. Someone had taken and thrown a ham sandwich and a bag of grapes into the front seat of the truck and opened the windows wide. And in the middle of the night, this little black bear crawled up in there, and he was just happy as a clam sitting there munching down on the grapes. And I actually thought it was pretty funny after you sat down and thought about it for a little bit. You know, it's very clever. But I'll tell you, after that, we locked the doors of the truck every night.
Jim Teal lives in Anchorage. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.